K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, a second date here on K95.5. Jeremy looking for a second date with Marcy. Went out, had a great date, but then a prank that we don't know what it is yet.
He hasn't revealed this prank.
Happened, and it caused the whole date to come tumbling down. So Jeremy, we're going to call Marcy up, get her on the phone, and try to get you a second date, okay?
Thanks.
Hello?
Marcy, hey, it's Cash and Bradley with K95.5. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hi, you're on the radio,
good,
by
how
the
are
way.
You?
Marcy,
okay.
The weirdest thing, we actually have a friend in common. You might know a guy named Jeremy. Do you remember the date you guys went on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, good.
Good. We're on our way, Matt. Well, we were wanting to know how it was.
Yeah, anything interesting happened?
Yeah, Well, we met through a mutual friend, and we went to dinner. We had a really great night, and we went dancing afterwards and everything. It was really good, you know. The conversation at dinner went really well. It wasn't awkward at all. Like it was really good. I actually felt really great about it. And then we got to loosen up even more, and you know, dance at the end of the night. And I don't know. It was really great. And I wanted to definitely see more of him, you know. He took me home in his car, and as we were driving home, all of a sudden, a cop is behind us and, like, pulls us over. I mean, it was late. Like, we had been drinking a little bit, but we were fine to drive. I thought maybe he was speeding. I wasn't really, keeping track of the speed. I don't know. The next thing I know, it's this huge scene, and he's being pulled out of the car, handcuffed to the side of the car.
No.
I'm being taken out of the car, put into...
What happened?
Yes, I'm being put into the back seat of the cop car. Yeah?
Dude, what?
I hear Jeremy trying to jump in there.
Yeah, Jeremy, a felon, Matt. We have a criminal on
Jeremy,
second date.
Jeremy, you told us there was a prank on this date. What in the world?
Marcy, God, I've been trying to call you. I'm super sorry. I know. This is the only way I can get a hold of you because you're not answering your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm super sorry. My roommate, Matt, well, ever since we were, like, in high school, we've been pranking each other. And this is what happened. I drive a crappy car, and he has a really nice, obviously, that nice truck I picked up in. Well, that's his.
You stole his truck?
He said, no. He said I could use it for the date because he knew that I was, like, wanting to impress this girl. So we said, hey, you know, I'm staying in tonight. Why don't you take my truck? And he called his truck in stolen. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'll give you Matt's number. Well, you can talk to him. And I'm so sorry.
No way.
I love your friend.
No way.
That is hilarious.
I mean, can you guys imagine, though? Like, he's being arrested. I got driven home by the cop.
You got driven home
night.
By the cop?
Yes.
Was he cute?
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Anything leading?
And nobody told me, I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe, I was thinking the worst. And then I was like, you know what? I am never seeing that guy again. Like, he's some sort of criminal, and I don't want to have anything to do with that.
I'm not a criminal. I'm just, no. It was a prank.
And you didn't know that your roommate's car, like, you didn't know that his car was stolen? Like, is this a new car for the roommate, or?
His car wasn't stolen. He lent it to me so I could drive it.
He set him up.
I thought he was doing me a favor. Of course, I'm going to take his truck.
Time out. Here's the thing, Marcy. He really likes you. Like, really likes you. He called us. He is embarrassed right now. And he wants to go out with you again. That's why he called us. It was a prank. His friend's dumb, okay? You guys can get him back. You know, if you go out with this guy again, we will pay for the second date. We'll even get you a limousine.
We had fun.
We did. Yeah.
Imagine what you could tell your kids now.
I would go back to my place and punch my roommate right in the
overboard
face.
Here.
I would punch him in other places.
We got it all out in the open there. What are the odds we can get you and Jeremy out on a second date?
It took a lot of effort to come out to the radio and do this, so I'll give him another chance.
Yeah!
Cha-ching!
Yes.
Nice.
We'll set you up with the limo. Austin going to be happy that Natalie volunteered that, but that's okay.
Sorry.
You guys go out to dinner. Send us the bill. We'll pick up the tab on that as well and have a fantastic second date, okay?
Oh, man, I appreciate it.